Do not adjust your radio dial.
Okay, people, listen up.
As mankind marches into the future, the dependence on technology will only increase. Sometimes technology advances faster than understanding. That's where we come in.
You're babbling. You're not making any sense. You're hysterical.
Computers 99 on 850 The Buzz with your host, Amnon Nissan.
You're a stunken gun if you have to declare your lungs up.
His voice has been processed to protect his identity.
And co-host Larry Dial.
Freak, weirdo, freak, freak.
Hello!
Your own personal bodyguards from the Y2K bug. Think of them as your guides to the world of binary digits and random access memory.
That's an air joke.
Computers 99 with Amnon and Larry. They may be geeks.
What did he say?
But at least they know what they're doing.
A50 The Buzz. Good morning, everybody. You are tuned to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next 2 hours, along with Larry Dial.
Good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
All those things.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
And our numbers are 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, or #850 on your Alltel cell phone. And these calls are free. We pay for them. And Computers 99 is brought to you today by Bell South Mobility DCS. And you can call them at 1-888-327-2001 to get wireless for as low as $10 a month. Also brought to you by Computer Exchange. They sell, buy, and trade new and pre-owned computer equipment. They're located in Raleigh on Six Forks Road, across from North Hills Mall, and in Cary in the Crossroads Shopping Center. They're the Computer Exchange. Computers 99 also brought to you by Mindspring. And you can call them at 1-888-MSPRING or on the World Wide Web at www.mindspring.com. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes, that's it.
So we're here as a computer emergency crash course day or something, right?
Absolutely.
Something happened to anything you got yesterday?
Anything I got yesterday?
Anything people got yesterday.
Anything people got yesterday. If you got something new.
Didn't work.
And it doesn't work. You don't know how to make it work. Of course, you can wait till tomorrow and call the manufacturers. But you can call us today and give us a try.
You might be ahead.
You might be ahead. And guess what? One of your favorites.
Yes. Which one?
My favorite. Security hole pops up in
Office?
No.
Outlook?
No. But I like the way you think. Although you're a little bit far.
Those tend to be the ones.
Norton Antivirus 2000.
Oh, actually, I did hear this. That's right.
And that's something. It turns out that the way that the computer looks to the outside world when you have Norton running is like a POP3 server. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing.
This is in their auto update feature, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how people find out about this. I mean, somebody must be sitting there and trying.
Yeah, I remember reading this or just taking a look at it, and it seemed to me that the easiest way to avoid this is never to put the auto update on.
There's no reason for having auto update.
Updated at your discretion.
Absolutely.
And
once a week or when you hear about something.
Yeah.
Or go ahead and do it daily if you want to. Just run it. It takes a second.
Right. Just don't do it automatically.
Right.
But, yeah, that's right. It provides a gaping hole in your defense shield.
Yep. And let me tell you something. I run a program called Black Ice or Network Ice.
Mm-hmm.
That checks for people scanning.
Ooh, I like the name.
I got quite a few of them this week. Yesterday and day before yesterday. Let's see. Good morning. You're on 850 The Buzz.
Yes, I was calling about the show.
Yeah.
I had a question.
Go for it. We don't have a screener today, so you're on the air.
Okay. when I start up Microsoft Outlook, every time the wizard comes up every time. I've talked to Microsoft a couple times, but every time I launch Outlook, the wizard comes up.
And what's it ask you? Which wizard?
The setup wizard.
Oh, okay. And what did Microsoft have to say about this?
They say it's in the registry, but we've checked it, and we can't find anything where there'd be a conflict.
Well, but the wizard is an automatic setup wizard that allows you to connect to the Internet. That's what it's really trying to do, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what you might want to try doing, and this is on a 98 machine, and it's Outlook 2000 or Outlook 98?
It's Outlook 2000.
Okay. And you're installing from a CD from Office?
Yeah, it's CD.
Okay. Take and remove what I would do, just because there's something tangled in there, the code tangle somewhere. I would go ahead and remove Office from my system, go into Add and Remove Programs and remove it. Reboot the machine, come up with a clean set so that you don't have any of Office or Outlook on there. Okay, you haven't, and when you do that, you won't lose any of your settings because it still stays somewhere in the system. Then go back and reinstall it clean and see if that handles the problem. If not, the only other thing you can do is really go in and edit the registry because there's a registry entry somewhere that's saying that I need to set it up. But this might take care of it. Oftentimes with a Microsoft product, unfortunately, it does get tangled up in your other software.
Editing the register should be the last resort.
Because you can really create problems for yourself. But that's what I would do. I would go ahead and delete the entire Microsoft Office suite.
And then reboot
the computer clean. It means you want to completely uninstall and reboot it clean. You might want to reboot it a couple times to make sure that there's nothing there. And then install Office again and see what happens. I mean, that would be the best thing you could do at home. Other than that, you have a problem that would have to be solved by getting into the registry.
Yeah, I've reinstalled Microsoft Outlook and Office. I've taken it off a couple times. And then reinstalled it. I've even formatted the hard drive and everything to.
Wow.
And
wait a minute.
Put it back on.
And it's still.
The setup wizard still comes on.
Have you when you set it up? Do you actually go through once and set it up?
Yeah.
And it comes on after that.
Yeah, after the first time you set it up, the setup wizard will come on. You can reboot the machine, and then every time you launch Outlook, the setup wizard comes on again.
That's interesting.
Now, if he's reformatted his hard drive,
then he has no problem. He did more than what you.
Yeah, had. Yeah. You actually cleaned your entire. You know what I do? I call him and say, "Give me another CD. Maybe there's something wrong with the CD. Maybe
okay.
it's doing
what is
that.
It? What is it asking you when it comes? When the wizard is coming up, what is the first thing it's looking for? Do you remember?
Previous version of Outlook.
What it tells you that there is a previous that it sees a previous. Version or
right.
It's looking for a previous version.
It's looking for.
Oh, is it, that maybe this is an upgrade and it will not install without an older version? Right?
Did this kind of, how did you, where did
it's
you get?
It's a full version.
It's a full version
from Retail Store.
Interesting.
One other thing you may try, and I was looking, I've got Outlook 2000 on the machine I've got in front of me. There is under help a detect and repair connection. If you connect to the Internet and try the detect and repair option on Outlook, that's under help, detect and repair. You might try that. I'm sort of at a loss because you've done everything.
No, yeah. You've done everything that we would have told you to do.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you have Office 97?
Not anymore.
95?
No.
Try when it's asking you to for the previous version. Try and point it at the same program. Try to point it at itself. Tell it, yeah, it's on the D or the E drive here. There were many cases where you could fool Microsoft product to look at themselves and realize that yeah, I'm there, so therefore I can go on and install.
Right.
Also, send me an email. Send it to LDIAL. It's LDIAL, DIAL, like the soap. LDIAL at GonzoIT, GonzoIT.com. Because I'll go home and look. I've got the Microsoft TechNet set up.
Yeah, everything works good. It's just it's a nuisance.
Yeah, it is a nuisance.
Yeah, what I'll do is search the technical literature from Microsoft, which I have on CD, and see if they've got anything. But if you send me an email or go to the show on the web and send me an email, and I'll see if I can find, and I'll email you back if I find anything.
Okay, that sounds all right. Good. Thanks.
Well, have a happy new year, and thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone. These are free calls. Yeah, that is strange, but I mean, Microsoft is known to do stuff like this.
I know.
Why would it look? I mean, here's a full version. Why is it looking for a previous version? What is the purpose?
See, I remember.
Unless he bought what he thinks is a full version,
and
they sold him an upgrade.
That's a
possibility. I mean, it could be that the CD got shuffled somewhere in packing, and the wrong one went in.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, never for sure.
I haven't heard anybody else that had that kind of problem.
No, because the setup wasn't usually, the one that I'm familiar with is the one that sets you up into an internet connection. And in most cases, you know, like you just go through and say, use my current one, da 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 da, thank you very much, and it's goodbye.
Yeah, I don't understand people that use Outlook anyway. Paul has gone call in a second, huh?
No, actually, she's happy with it now, too.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Because you're calling.
Well, I mean, you get the industry analysts, and a lot of them who are paid, I agree, you know, do think this. After LF97 was a terrible product. It was a horrible product. Created more trouble, headaches. I mean, I had more. Oh, it was just hideous. That's when I was using Eudora. I got so fed up with it.
Okay, so with 2000, how easy it is to import stuff from other programs, like from Netscape or from Eudora?
A lot better. A lot better.
They have it built in?
Yes. There's a lot of import-export facility. There's even some of the stuff that they've been promising for a long time. One of the hard things about Outlook 98 was trying to get data. If you were a business that collected phone numbers and email addresses and contact information in Outlook, and you wanted to use it in another Microsoft Office product, it was very difficult. Now, with this one, it's all automated with 2000.
Good morning, you on 850 The Buzz.
Good morning, Amnon and Larry.
Good morning, Dan.
Dan, hi. Did you get something for Christmas that you've already broken?
No, I haven't broken it. Hope Santa was as good to y'all as he was to me.
It was good.
It was wonderful.
Great. Hey, I've got a niece in Atlanta, and I sent her a picture, and she sent back and said I could not get the picture, said I needed graphics image server. What does that mean?
What? Say what?
What did you send her, a GIF?
No, I sent her just a picture of our son.
What?
A JPEG.
A JPEG.
And she's got a Hewlett Packard that's about three years old or 2 years old.
She could open it but not print it, or she could
not No, normally they come in the body of the email, you know, because I make sure they're not too large to fill more than the screen. And
you just attach it, right?
Attachment.
And then she clicks on it and says she needs a graphics server.
Yeah, I wondered if she, by any chance, she never ever saves anything because she's afraid she'll fill up her.
Yeah.
But I wondered if it meant that I needed to send her a ViewPro or something, just a graphics program.
Oh, so she never before got a picture?
Well, yeah, she has in the past, but maybe whatever put it on her computer, she deleted. Could that be?
That's possible. Can't she open it with a browser? Because usually a browser will open
browser
a JPEG.
Yeah, browser will see them.
Open Internet Explorer.
Well,
Netscape,
she just
and
changed
then
to Mindspring down there. She was
that,
on them.
That makes no difference.
But
let me ask you something.
Okay.
Is the picture still in the body of the message?
No, she doesn't receive it. Could not get the picture, she said.
Okay, so there is, when she looks at the message, she doesn't have an attachment, actually an attachment on her hard disk.
I don't know that, Amnon.
If there is the file, you know the file name that you sent her.
Uh-huh, right.
Ask her to look in her attachment directory.
Okay.
Wherever it is,
uh-huh,
if she's got that file name in there.
Okay.
If she does, then all she'll have to do is start Explorer or Netscape or any other browser and click on File, Open, and Open File, and then it'll give her a menu to go onto the hard drive, and she needs to into that directory and double-click on it, and it'll open it.
I see.
And then you can click.
Okay.
The thing what you're thinking about is just something to display
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's no reason to, because she already has something on the system.
Or she wouldn't have gotten them
right
in the past.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. When could it be that... Doesn't Mindspring have its own web browser? It's not Netscape Navigator.
I'm not sure.
It's a custom. Well, no, they don't have their own. They license. I think it's IE, but it doesn't matter. Either one of them should open up a JPEG.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, guy.
Bye.
Take care. And let me just explain something to our audience out there. We don't have a screener today, so when the phone rings, I'm the one who's going to answer it. If I talk to somebody, I don't answer it. So whoever is ringing right now, just let it keep on ringing. We'll get to it. Right now we need to break away. So your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. And welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. And we want to hear from you. What did you get for Christmas that need help with? And let's go to the phone and talk with Jim in Raleigh. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, good morning, Adnan. How are you?
Hi, and how are you?
Very well. I have a couple of questions about Windows 98 disk defragmenter.
Yeah.
First of all, how often to run it? Should it be run in normal or safe mode? And what's the appropriate thing to do to close applications down before you use it, like virus scanner, screensaver, and power management, and so forth?
Okay. How often to run it depends on what you're doing on the computer. If you stay on the Internet and just browse around, once a year would be enough. If you're doing a lot of database applications, and that doesn't mean that you are doing something for business. If you're using any kind of, even if you have a list of CDs in a program and you're adding and removing and things like that, then you need to run it more often. You can run it once a week and just see what kind of percentage. And I would say that if it's over 2%. Fragmented, go ahead and defrag it. Now, again, it depends also on the size of the drive. I'm thinking about 10 gig and up. 2% is, that's fragmented. So absolutely run it. It's always a good idea to back up before you do it, because defragging could take your drive away. Because if power goes down at the moment that it is writing the FAT, the file allocation table, when it changes, then you lose everything. So it's always a good practice to back up before you run it. You should always close all the applications in order to allow it. Remember, it cannot manipulate files that are open. So if you have a big database that's open and the program is using it, it's not going to touch it. So you should always close all the programs so you don't have anything down on the taskbar. As far as virus scanners and things like things like that, I wouldn't worry much, because these things are TSRs and they don't change. So did that answer your question?
Yes. Is there any difference between the Windows 98 version and the Windows 95 version of defrag?
Not as far as I know. It should do the same thing. You don't need to worry about running it in safe mode. You run it right from Windows in normal mode.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
And have a happy new year, Jim. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. And let's go to the back to the phone. Good morning. You're on 850 The Buzz.
Good morning. I'm having trouble opening up JPEG and BMP files on my...
Okay.
Used to be able to double-click on them, but now when I do that, I get the message saying, looking for program scanned.exe. This program is required to open these files.
Scanned?
Yeah, scanned.exe.
Never heard of that.
Do you have a scanner?
Yes.
And it is a whatever it is. Did you have software that came with it?
Yes.
did you install that software?
Yes.
And it's probably then overwrote something that said this is a default
viewer. Larry, do you remember how to do the association? You go
yeah,
to...
Sure.
Do you have a pencil?
Yeah. Yeah, what you want to do is associate the files.
Yes. Well, where is
it? And it's in folder options. And what are you using as an operating system? 95, 98?
98.
98, good. That's very similar to NT. Hang on a minute. Let me look up here.
You need to tell the operating system that when you click on a JPEG, you want a certain program to open it, and that's what Larry's going
to
explain.
Right. You need to get to, if you go to, if you open up Windows Explorer and go into files or view and file types, and you'll get to something that'll allow you to change your association. And
it'll make the default for opening JPEG different?
Yes, and okay. you can set that yourself. I'm looking
That's
at
what I was wondering
you,
how to
you
do.
You need to know which program you want to open the JPEG.
Right.
What did you have opening it before?
Apparently it was the scanned.exe.
No. Before the scanner.
You remember?
I've always had the scanner from the beginning. So that's I never knew what was open, and it just opened.
See, I'm looking at mine, and it has Microsoft Photo Editor as the default JPEG image association.
And it'll open BMP files as well?
Yeah. Let me just check on BMP, too, because I'm looking through file types and seeing what the defaults are. Because you can, when you get to that file types, you can... It opens with, and it'll tell you that, and then you say change, and you can then go
right
through a series of things, and you can change it, and it's not really that difficult. BMP Paint is what it says opens BMP for me, but I know that...
See, on mine, it's Paint Shop.
Yeah, because you've got Paint Shop Pro.
Right. And so you need to, you understand how to get to the file types.
Well, you're saying open up Internet Explorer? And
No, not Internet Explorer. Windows Explorer.
Yeah, Windows, the file manager, Windows Explorer.
You know what we're talking about?
Okay.
There's Internet Explorer and there's Windows Explorer.
Okay, Windows Explorer is what I want to open.
Yeah, and then go to View, and I think it's under View,
it's
and File, Options, and then File Types.
Right.
And then it'll show you all the registered file types, and as you scroll down through them, it'll show you the program that is associated with it, that is to open it.
And that's where it should.
And that's the other thing I think you can do on 98, like you can do, is just go and right-click on, if you open up the Windows Explorer in the Explorer view so you can see the file, the actual, and you find yourself a JPEG file and you right-click on it, one of the options is associate.
I've tried that right-clicking on a JPEG file and it didn't give me any options.
It didn't.
No,
okay.
That's as far as associate.
Okay.
Right. Do it like this. Scroll down until you see the JPEG image.
What's it say on that one?
And click on edit.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have the computer in front of me.
Oh, no. We've got one here. We've got a couple of them. But unfortunately, mine's running Windows 2000. So, and that's like 98.
How do I get to Windows Explorer?
Just go start... Programs and look under
programs. Under programs, or you can right click on start, and then there'll be something that says explore.
Oh, okay.
And click on it.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. There we go.
All right, and so under view and options.
On this computer here, for a JPEG, it's using Internet Explorer to open it.
Is it?
On the computer here in the studio, it's using Internet Explorer to open a JPEG.
There's several different files that are open.
Whatever you have that you want. I mean, I've got...
Yeah, I'll play around with it. I just didn't know how to change that default to get
it
hand.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Well, I appreciate it, fellas.
Take care.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz, and Happy New Year. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone. These are free calls.
Yeah, you know, Ray, an earlier call, you know, Paula thinks I have a disease called CDF. Constant defragging syndrome. Because I like to defrag my hard drive.
Well, I mean, there's no reason to do it if it's not needed.
But you never know when it's not. See, at least
you do know if it's needed. You run it and you see what percentage it is. If it's 1%, don't worry about it.
But say even 1% bothers me. I'm looking for maximum speed.
And then she's right.
I know she is. In fact, I'm going to defrag right now on the air. That's what I'm doing.
Somebody needs to defrag you. talking about the association and which program opens which program, mm-hmm. I still have a problem with opening, actually, a JPG. Everything else is paint shop, but for JPG, it's
something else.
It wants to go to Photoshop. And I went in there, and I changed it in the association.
And it's still...
make it paint shop, it still goes to Photoshop every time I click
on it. Will paint shop open JPEGs?
Of course.
Or paint shop Pro will. But I don't mean paint shop, I meant paint. Paint won't open JPEGs.
I have no
idea. The Windows default.
I never tried that. I don't know.
That's why when they put in Office 2000, I think it's in Windows 98 too, doesn't Photo Editor come with that as one of the accessories that come in? It used to be Wang Imaging. Well, yes, of course.
I have no idea. Computers?
Is that what we're doing?
What is that?
I don't know.
I always used a program that was made for that. I mean, PaintShop Pro is a great, great program.
Oh, I'm hoping that Semantic calls you again, because there's a new product that they just advertised that I would like to get my hands on, take a look at, and that is their new, it's Internet 2000 or something. It's a new antivirus or a protection program for people who do a lot of Internet browsing. There's a lot of screen. I'd like to take a look to see what it is. It's available.
Why would you want to do that?
I hate you. I can't hate you enough.
So it's for people that are doing a lot of browsing?
Well, I just saw it advertised on their website, and they're continually working on new products to do this kind of thing. So it's specifically for people and or businesses who spend an awful lot of time online.
People that don't have anything else to do. You still hate me.
I still hate you. Can't hate you enough. And if you don't be careful.
And what does it protect you against?
Well, it has specific built-in protections against the kinds of viruses that are passing through the Internet. It does a lot of those maintenance services. It gives you privacy. It'll protect your cookie file. It'll do these kind of things. You know, I had an interesting thing happen this week. There's and I won't mention the company because they're still in beta, and I know they have things to work out, but there was a company that I had downloaded a browser mm-hmm. utility from, and it was designed to give you a better browsing experience and all, and it corrupted my cookies. When I uninstalled this thing after I tried it.
You should have used the Ziploc.
I'm telling you, my cookies were all gone.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning, you and 850 The Buzz.
Well, hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Larry.
And I had one little answer for Dan, maybe.
No one has an answer for Dan.
I like that, an answer for Dan, maybe. Go ahead.
Yeah, since his niece has just changed to a different... just changed to mind spring.
Right.
She might accidentally have turned pictures off.
Oh, you mean in the default settings for the browser?
Right.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah.
He would have, no, Larry, because then he would have said, I don't have any images on the screen.
Yeah.
But
he didn't, he don't know what his niece looks like.
Probably. Right. Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't If I got mine turned off, I figure everybody does. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
a lot of people have it turned off. Yeah.
But anyway. Yep.
All right, Larry.
This is just an option.
Hey, take care.
Have a happy new year.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, *850 on your Altel cell phone. These are free calls.
See how good my disc are? I already defragged both of them.
You did.
No problem.
You look kind of dismembered. Good morning, you're on 850 The Buzz.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just have a question. I have this, I guess it's the oxymoron, I have an old 486.
Okay.
And it's a hand-me-down. And I just want to just, I think it's a clone. I think it's under the award chip, I believe.
Okay, award bias, yeah.
Yeah. I just wonder, exactly, how much do you think I can... upgrade it just to get it to working. I guess right now is on. I have Windows 95 on it. I just want to get upgraded. Maybe I can put 98 eventually. Maybe put IE5 on it.
There's no reason for you to do that.
Okay.
95 works okay on a 486, okay. On a fast 486.
Right.
You go to 98, and it's going to really bog down.
Okay.
All you need to do right now is go on the Microsoft site and get your 95 Y2K compliant patches.
Okay.
And stay like that. If you're not going to upgrade the machine, stay like that. Don't upgrade the programs. Don't go to IE5 because all these things take more and more memory and more speed that you don't have.
Okay.
So stay with the minimum that you can stand. So it at least works in a way that you can enjoy it.
Okay.
You go to IE5, and things are going to be so slow that you're not going to be enjoying the computer.
Okay. Would you recommend at least going to 16 megabytes memory?
What do you have now?
8.
Oh, boy. I would say not just 16, but if you can go to 32. But, yeah, definitely 16 is going to make a big difference.
Okay. So at least take it to at least 16, maybe 32.
Yes.
Okay, because it was a hand-me-down. I'm just trying to fix it up as much as I can.
Good for you. Okay. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But, you have to remember, if somebody's giving you a Volkswagen, you can't go to the track and race it against the Ferraris.
Okay.
You stay in a place where you can enjoy it, to go to the beach, you know, things like that.
So, right.
So don't try and make it what it is not.
I understand.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sure, and thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone. We're talking to our audience about the problems that they have with their computers and maybe with some items that Santa dropped down the chimney and maybe they didn't work correctly, you know, full of soot, who knows.
Well, you know, we'll talk more a little bit about it when the magic carpet ride comes around, but...
I don't think they're flying today, are they?
Ha!
Ha!
We're not only flying, we are busy working at phones, making sure everybody has Microsoft Answers.
All right.
They need plenty of them, but other than that...
We'll take your calls when we come back, right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz.
Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Four words. Allie McBeal, go away.
If you ever see me in the streets, don't talk to me.
Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. And let's go directly to the phone and talk with Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year and happy holidays.
Happy New Year and happy holiday to you, too.
My name is Santa Claus, and I got lost on the way back from the West Coast.
And you need Matt.
You need a
GPS?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, I want to thank y'all for being there. I think we're very fortunate around here to have y'all on the radio and helping us out.
We're not going to be able to walk out this door this morning.
and I'm not saying it's big enough as it is. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, I've got three kind of unrelated questions. I was just curious. I've never heard anybody being able to record on a VCR tape. What's coming out of the computer, the audio and the video, is that possible at all, do you know? On the VCR?
Yes, it is possible.
It is?
There's no reason why not. To tell you the truth, I mean, I know we're doing it here because, you know, I put the show on the Internet every week.
Uh-huh.
I digitize it so people can listen to it the remaining of the week. And it's being put here on a VCR tape. On a VHS tape, and I go home and I have the VCR hooked to the computer to read from. But I did also some recording the same way, just backwards. There's no reason why not.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I'm glad to know that.
Yeah, there's no reason why not.
Okay. And I've got a question about super discs.
You mean the LS120s? The 120 meg?
Right.
Or are you talking about zips?
No, the 120s.
Yeah.
I know they're backwards compatible to the regular floppy,
right.
3.5. And I'm just curious about why I haven't seen them on computers.
I know. Me too. I'm curious too, because this is such a great piece of equipment.
Well, there's two things I've heard, and one is the dominance of iOmega and their contracts with companies like Dell and Compaq. They're much cheaper to, you know, they're really pushing their product as an industry standard. There's an awful lot of zip drives.
Right. It's if you're looking at marketing, then iOmega is killing them.
But the other reason, which is more interesting to me, is that hard drive technology is so cheap that fewer and fewer people are using portable media at all. And
I put them on quite a few of the machines that I sell.
The LS120s?
Yes.
You know, the biggest problem for someone who has one is that you're sort of playing with yourself because once you do it.
And most people do that anyway because very few people need the zip or whatever in order to take work from one place to another.
Yeah.
And most people use it just to back up stuff.
Right.
And to have things sitting on a removable. But yeah, it's a great piece of equipment.
Yeah, I think the real issue is market. I mean, it's always been that way. The best marketers win.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the best technology.
That's what I was saying. I was kind of suspicious about that because it seemed logical just to use a super disk instead of
sure,
quality.
Absolutely. And the third?
I had a question about the BOS, BIOS.
The
BEOS, yeah.
I just read a little bit about it on the web a while ago, and I just wondered what y'all knew about it. If it thought it'd be something. That'd be good. The stock's really cheap right now.
So I think that, well, Linux is looking at it as one of the things you probably read to purchase them, which would give them the BEOS was an operating system that Apple looked at for a long time, and the only reason they didn't buy it was because Steve Jobs owned Next, and they bought Next. And everything I've read is, and I've actually taken a look at it on one machine, that it is superior to anything out there as a multimedia operating system. It's terrific for graphics and streaming media. And if Red Hat is looking to buy it, it might be a good idea to be buying some of it. Right now, anything Red Hat touches turns to gold. But it's not going away.
But it's not out there.
But it's certainly undeveloped resource right now.
Untapped. People are not using it.
Is it processor dependent or
no? Not that I've heard.
Well, I had a guest on the show that uses it.
Ah.
I can't remember his name. It's been years ago. And there are a few people that are actually using it in day to day operation.
Yeah.
So it's a working operating system. It's just people don't use it because it's not standard.
Right.
Yeah, I'm actually going to start studying Java, and that's sort of the multimedia is what
that's right.
interested me about.
And that's exactly why they're starting to get interest. People like Linux who have an operating system that whose greatest liability is its multimedia display capabilities. Looking at someone like BEOS could say, wow, this might be a good fit. Why don't we just buy them? And they certainly have the cash.
Is it somehow different from Linux? I mean, as far
as... Yeah, it's a completely different operating system.
And what they would want to do is try to leverage BEOS on top of Linux or to side with Linux.
That's what I was wondering, sort of like they integrate the two.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Great. Yeah, do you think we'll be here for next week? Y2K?
Oh, we're going to be here.
Oh, we'll be here.
Absolutely. Don't worry about a thing.
Just back it up.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz, and Happy New Year. 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobile to DCS phone, £850 on your Alltel cell phone, and your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz.
And now, the source is a deeper force, somewhere in the universe, the 98 presents, the Fight Force.
Well, Larry, they're coming.
We've always been here. We've never gone away. What have we been doing this week? This has been the holiday week for
holiday
Microsoft.
Yeah.
They've been pumping out products from their website, giving you free access to help through this weekend.
To help?
To help for all your Microsoft products. What else have we been doing? Well, the day before Christmas, we objected.
What, the day before
Christmas? And all through the house, Microsoft was suing anybody they could find. And they were objecting and getting overturned in court. They objected to the appointment of an advisor. Penfield Jackson seems to really enjoy tweaking Microsoft.
Who is that?
Penfield is the judge, of
the
course.
Judge.
Here come the judge, Penfield Jackson. And he appointed Louis Lessing, he of the infamous critique of Microsoft during the antitrust trial, as an advisor in negotiations. And Microsoft, of course, went to court and objected, and they got overturned. I mean, all this proves is that we still keep going on and on and on about this DOJ case. And actually, it's still my contention that by the time it's finished, it'll be worth nothing because it would have all been.
I like the way you said that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we just spent all this money, taxpayer money, to sue a company, and by the time that there's anything resolved, they'll be in a different business. They're not going to be selling software. They're going to be selling software services. It's going to be entirely different. And if you doubt that at all, just take a look at what they're doing. You know, if you just look.
What are they doing now?
Well, this week they invested, and for them it's a pittance, but it's still a lot of money. It's $30 million in a company in San Diego called Interview, INTERVU. For those of you who are interested in the stock, their stock shot up, and Microsoft on $30 million made $10 million the next day on the stock rise. Not bad, huh? What Interview does is develop streaming audio and video technology. And they have a patent, in fact. They were awarded a patent on the 14th of December. So, at the most recent Comdex, what was Gates talking about besides being sued the most, and that was streaming audio and streaming video,
mm-hmm.
i.e. broadband with the continuing development of broadband, and we know that there is now cable modem even being tested. Somebody's actually testing it. We haven't heard from our friend who's still looking for Roadrunner, Keith. Keith, have you got Roadrunner yet? Have you got DSL yet? But Gates says that he wants to be in his business big time.
Yeah.
This is not a software business. This is a software service business.
Amir told me last night that there was a rumor that Yahoo is not going to use Progressive Networks.
The Real audio? They're going to go...
But they're going to use the Microsoft...
Windows product.
Whatever, and somehow the obviously, Real Networks stock went...
Oh, yeah.
So there's... I mean, and Microsoft had nothing to do with that.
No, not at all.
Nobody can blame him.
Nobody.
No. Go on.
Nobody can blame us. We're just better. this week, what your favorite consumer advocate, Ralph Nader, he of great techno knowledge, not... I mean, I respect a lot of what Nader's done, but he needs to shut up about technology. He didn't know anything about it. What he's talking about this time, he's writing letters and creating noise, trying to get, trying to be an influence in this whole trial situation. He says that Microsoft charges too much for its OEM prices. In fact, this is what's funny. He says their OEM prices are going up, and this isn't a public statement at a hackers convention, a nice place for him to be. It says it costs three times as much to get a Windows license as it does to get a BEOS license. To which I say, duh, who cares? I mean, you know, we're talking about... I'm not even defending Microsoft. I'm just the stupidity of this statement.
Ridiculous. Yeah, Ralph, if it's got a handle, then... Talk about it.
Now, there are issues that Nader raises that we've talked about here before that are legitimate, but they're not really new. That is, you know, their end-user license agreement is hard to understand,
sure.
And you cannot do certain things that you should be able to do.
Right.
You can't run Office on, you have to have multi-licenses at home, supposedly, la, la, la. So, yeah, that's an issue. There's also the Microsoft tax that we all know about that I've suffered from like everybody else, and that is you cannot buy... it's impossible to buy a new computer without
right.
it on there. And if you want to take it off and try to get your rebate back, try to get your OEM to send you the money back for the Microsoft Windows license.
Ha, is right.
It won't happen. Nader's been out there running his mouth and having a good time. Let's talk a little bit. There's a few more things.
Why don't we let the...
We'll let it hover.
Hover a little bit, and then we'll...
And let Bill cool his heels.
Sure.
Ha! And we'll come back.
Okay. And this is the end of the first hour. Second hour is coming up. And we'll take your calls right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz.
Sports Radio 850.